Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
She's broke my heart. I go down on my knees, but it's no good to buy. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see ya.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There could be some movement to win the war in Gaza, as Linda Kenyon reports.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, confirms Israel will agree to a temporary ceasefire, which calls for Hamas to release half of the living and half of the deceased hostages held in Gaza. In exchange, he says there will be what he calls substantive negotiations to reach a deal on a permanent ceasefire. Witkoff goes on to say, that deal is on the table. Hamas should take it.
Lucy Williamson of the BBC reports on attempts to distribute aid in Gaza today.
At a site secured by armed American guards in an area under full Israeli military control, chaos as large crowds of Gazan civilians broke into a new aid distribution hub on its first full day of operation. Israeli media said a military helicopter was deployed after American guards at the site lost control and fled.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio today ordered a suspension of student visa processing while the administration ramps up its vetting of social media. At the same time, the administration moved to cancel all federal contracts with Harvard, as Aaron Navarro reports.
One administration official told me that the goal at the end of the day is for the government to be out of business with Harvard.
President Trump lashed out again at Russian President Putin. Natalie Brand is at the White House.
He says what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. I mean, really bad. He's playing with fire. This comes, of course, after over the weekend, President Trump in another social media post said that Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
Russia has been ramping up its attacks on Ukraine. There is another change in the recommendations for COVID vaccines, as Alexander Tin reports.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the CDC will now be removing its recommendation for children and pregnant women to be vaccinated for COVID-19. Kennedy's move could significantly limit access to the shots, since CDC's recommendations govern rules on what health insurers are required to cover, access to the shots through government programs that cover uninsured children, and liability protections for use of the vaccines.
In Arkansas, officials are searching for an ex-police chief who was convicted of rape and murder and has escaped from prison. Benton County prosecutor Brian Sexton.
I've had to be part of the team reaching out to folks who have probably put this out of sight and out of mind for nearly a decade now, and have now put that back on their front burner.
Grant Hardin was serving 80 years. He became known as the Devil in the Ozarks. The Dow finished 740 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Another construction project has started on one of Kenosha County's busiest roads. Water main replacement is starting today on 52nd Street between 46th and 52nd Avenues. Traffic is down to one lane each way. That project is expected to last through August 1st. A Milwaukee man died and a Racine man injured in a two-car crash Sunday afternoon in Caledonia. The Milwaukee man crossed the center line and struck a truck towing a boat. The Racine driver was hospitalized and released. The crash is still under investigation. The rapid construction of AI data centers is raising concerns about water usage, as those facilities need a lot. A PBS Wisconsin report says Microsoft's new Mount Pleasant site will use a closed-loop system with recycled water and chemicals. That's an effort to reduce consumption from Lake Michigan. Fire officials are investigating a swamp fire that burned nearly 400 acres near Antioch yesterday. Thick smoke was visible for miles. No injuries were reported in the incident. And Racine's Haymarket opens Thursday. It'll bring fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square downtown. The event runs every other week through the summer from 4 to 7. There's details on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The Crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save, and lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low near 50. For tomorrow, more clouds, more showers around, and cooler. Highs only in the upper 50s. Sun returns for Thursday and the upcoming weekend as highs climb through the 60s. It's 60 right now.
Time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1961. So, let's step into our time machine as we crank the radio dial back to 1961, a year when the world was grooving to new sounds, watching black and white TV, and trying not to burn dinner while using the latest invention, the electric frying pan. So, let's set the scene. Gas was 31 cents a gallon. A brand new house cost $12,500. And if you had a color TV, you were either rich or you owned the local appliance store. On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? river flows surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
It's Elvis Presley and Can't Help Falling in Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. Well, that song was featured in the 1961 Elvis movie Blue Hawaii, and Elvis ended most of his concerts with that song. In 1961, the Cold War was heating up and the Berlin Wall went up faster than a suburban fence in a housing boom. President John F. Kennedy gave his inaugural address where he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." But did you know there was a second plea in that inaugural address? Take a listen.
"And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." "My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man."
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Neil Sedaka and Calendar Girl on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. 1961, it's Neil Sedaka and Calendar Girl on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. One of the very first music videos ever made was one that Neil Sedaka made for Calendar Girl. Well, in 1961, a future U.S. president was born. Barack Obama was born in 1961 in Hawaii, a fact that some famously doubted years later, and Barack Obama joked about it at the White House Correspondents' Dinner one year.
Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. I warn you, no one has seen this footage in 50 years, not even me. But let's take a look.
Of course, to play the famous scene from Lion King when baby Simba was shown to the pride for the first time. Barack Obama, born in 1961. On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Dion and the Wanderer on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Oh, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all same. I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, there's Flo on my left arm and there's Mary on my right. And Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show her just cause I'm a wanderer. Yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. And I'm as happy as a clown. I with my two fists of iron, but I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around.
Wanderer on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. Well, The Wanderer was featured in a couple of films. In 1979, it was in the movie The Wanderers, and in 2001, Behind Enemy Lines. Well, 1961 featured the introduction of the Selectric typewriter by IBM with that revolutionary golf ball-looking typing element, because nothing said cutting-edge tech like a clunky machine that made a lot of noise and jammed every other paragraph.
This is the best thing that's happened to typing since electricity. The IBM Selectric typewriter. Instead of type bars, there's an ingenious printing element that dances across the paper at incredible speed, faster even than the eye can see. Now watch in slow motion as it turns, tilts, and prints. This tiny printing element is also interchangeable. Simply remove one type style. Choose another from several distinctive typefaces. And click it into place. Takes only 5 seconds, and you're ready to start typing again. Someday all typewriters will work like the IBM Selectric. But why wait?
That's a commercial for the IBM Selectric typewriter introduced in 1961. So the bottom line, life in 1961 was simpler, slower, and a lot less digital. Phones had cords, music came on vinyl, and the only thing we streamed was a garden hose in the summer. You didn't Google anything. If you needed to know something, you either asked your neighbor, your mom, or just made it up and hoped no one would notice. That is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Tomorrow, we feature the class of 1964.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard, too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Shadow in the city. Oh.
all around. People looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
The Lovin' Spoonful and Summer in the City on WRJN. By the way, that song was used at the beginning of the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance. That song plays throughout the opening credits, showing different scenes of New York City until a building blows up.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Ah,
Bucks and Packers. Mike Clemens covers it all. WRJN's own award-winning sports pro gives you hourly updates and live reports straight from the field. Don't miss a beat. Check the full sports schedule now at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A key Kenosha thoroughfare is getting more construction. There's already work being done near the interstate to Green Bay Road. Now water main replacement work is starting on 52nd Street. That's happening between 46th and 52nd Avenues. Starting today, traffic in that area will be limited to one lane each way, and left turns won't happen in that work zone. The project is expected to last through July. There's one Racine County community where you shouldn't have to watch where you step. The Village of Wind Point is thanking a private resident for a donation of a doggy bag dispenser and trash liners to Village Green. The thank you to Wind Point resident Joe Mooney went out this week on the Village social media page. An animal population needs to be reduced, and time is running out to get in on the hunt. Brittany Merlot has more.
DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. And due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk, all in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applications will have an equal chance of being selected.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low near 50. For tomorrow, more clouds, more showers around, and cooler. Highs only in the upper 50s. Sun returns for Thursday and the upcoming weekend as highs climb through the 60s. It's 60 right now.
Yeah.
stars and timeless hits, WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's
and Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
We got something all new coming up, and okay. It sure does sound fun. Thursday night, May 29th, Racine Art Museum partners with What's Up Racine to host the first in a series of after-hours experiences. They're kicking off the whole thing with a gallery game night. It's inspired by the current RAM exhibition, the Fool Me Once Trompe L'Oeil sculpture by Karen Dahl and James Dorn. The whole special evening invites you to explore all the museum's exhibitions, enjoy a drink from the cash bar, play games, and just connect with fellow Racinians.
Nice.
RAM Unlocked runs from 5:30 to 8 on Thursday. The event is for the 21 and older crowd, and it's, you know my favorite word, free.
Free. Love it.
They do encourage advanced registration, which you can find on their website at ramart.org. And a very cool little part of Thursday night, that it's also the first downtown Racine Haymarket, so you can make a whole event out of it.
Yeah. What are the Hot Harbor Nights, I think, is going on, right? So it's...
Those are our Thursday nights as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Make a whole night of it.
Always got it going on. Yes.
All right. So if we want more information about the event at RAM, what do we do?
Ramart.org has it. What's Up Racine does have it as well. And, of course, you can check our website at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with CCR and Who'll Stop the Rain. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, you're going to want to listen to Don Rosen in the morning and Dan Marcus middays for Paul Harvey. He is back with archived episodes of the rest of the story. The late Paul Harvey on mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and middays at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And it's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscscenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. And of course, if you miss any of the Paul Harvey episodes on the air, you can check them out weekly online at wrjn.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent. Not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Healthcare Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Not to
Every other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can finally cry all of the time. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Milwaukee Brewers Baseball. Brewers Baseball all season long on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night. Bye.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There's been another change in the administration's recommendations for who should get COVID shots. CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the CDC will be removing its recommendation for children and pregnant women to be vaccinated for COVID-19. The CDC experts were weighing continued recommendations for pregnant women to be vaccinated, given their higher risk of severe COVID-19 and the ability of the vaccines to pass immunity on to their newborns.
Kennedy announced the decision in a video he posted on X. No one from the CDC was in the video. A new study claims moms in the U.S. are facing more mental health struggles. Correspondent Matt Piper has that.
The number of moms who say they're in excellent mental health has declined, dropping 12 points between 2016 and 2023. Mothers reporting excellent physical health dropped by 4 points. The study in JAMA Internal Medicine shows the health was much